Welcome to tonight's episode of American Acapella with hosts Jamie Jones and Mike Mano. On American Acapella, you will hear the best acapella music, along with a few candid interviews with people who have shaped this great art form. From chorus groups to barbershop and doo-wop to college acapella, you will get a taste of a musical world exploding with beautiful harmonies and undiscovered talent. Now, here are your hosts of American Acapella, Jamie Jones and Mike Mano.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Welcome to another episode of American Acapella. A little mixed bag tonight, Jamie. A little of this and a little of that.
We like that.
You found a few things. I found some tie-ins to it. And you played for me last week something on YouTube, I guess it was.
Yes, that's right.
That you found, and I really liked it, so we thought we'd start the show off with that tonight, and it is...
It is the wonderful Dolly Parton.
Along with...
Along with our favorite Pentatonix.
All right, so Pentatonix and Dolly Parton, and I had a friend that came in just before we started taping, and I played this for him, and I said, name who this female singer is, and he got it on the first word.
Yeah, she's very distinctive voice. She's 70 years old, and she sounds fantastic. But this video has been out there on YouTube with Pentatonix for the past, you know, few weeks or so, and it's got tons of hits.
Lots and lots of hits. All right, here we go. The name of the song is...
Jolene.
Jolene.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, ivory skin and eyes of thimble green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain. I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. But I can easily understand how you could easily take my man. You don't know what it means to be Jolene.
Choice of man, but I can never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do,
distinctive sounds of Dolly Parton.
She's still beautiful, by the way.
70 years old and still has the looks.
She still has the looks, absolutely.
Yeah, and Pentatonix, of course, and a great, great group in their own right. We'll be hearing some more songs from them. But here's something a little bit interesting. I want to pay tribute to a man in the Barbershop Harmony Society that's been around for a while. And it was interesting to me when I was checking out Dolly Parton's history, I found out that she had a television show that debuted in 1976. So 40 years ago was her first big...
That was when I was born, Mike.
I know, first big television show. I didn't know you were that old.
Next weekend's my 40th, Mike.
Wow.
I'm very depressed.
All right, we'll have a little birthday party for you. But So 1976, Dolly Parton debuts on television, and this man that I'm talking about joined the Barbershop Harmony Society at that time at about 25 years old, and started writing and arranging songs, and has become one of the most prolific arrangers of a cappella music there is, from St. Louis, Missouri area, Mr. David Wright.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And David accomplished his fame in a couple of ways. Originally started writing for a quartet called Ambiance, which his wife Sandy was in.
Yes.
Yep. And went on to more fame and so forth with arranging for a quartet called Gas House Gang.
Love Gas House
that
Gang.
That you and I both like a lot. And they became one of the premier champions of the Barbershop Harmony Society. So I thought we'd play a piece from them. And this is kind of an interesting David Wright arrangement.
If in tunes it's something hot you seek, try some Einkleinenach music. Mozart, when he was just a child, was really kind of wild. He was a prodigy, and he was always thinking of a tune or writing down an opera or a symphony. Wolfgang, was he rare, none compare, had no dear care for tee-dee-um. So he wrote so many notes that some composers who were average thought him dumb. But he didn't mind, cause they weren't unkind. They just could not see that he was more than they could be. Now everyone could
see, like in his Opus 53 or in the Hofner Symphony,
or when from Mendel's Salieri.
Oh golly gee,
sort of how one opera goes. Even if you don't like opera,
if you hate it,
it's a story of the magic flute. Now see if you like it, then see how you would rate it. First there's a prince who's being chased by a great big snake who's scared off by ladies who are singing.
One of the three is singing alto and the others are sopranos.
Then this guy with a birdcage enters and he's really looking strange. He's all dressed up with feathers. He's sings about his love life. The prince gives him a listen, but really couldn't care less.
And then they all go off together in a search for a big adventure.
Then they meet with a bunch of good guys who give them a magic flute,
which wards off evil if you got the knack,
and will protect you if you play it right,
if you're playing it in tune. Now we're ready for the real good part. There's a queen who's evil through and through, and a princess too good to be true.
The
plot begins to thicken. The queen is planning something. The prince, he loves the princess. The prince is not too hard-ons.
The birdman is a chicken.
The queen runs up her henchman. The prince is so courageous.
The characters are added.
Confusing.
There's priests and slaves and others,
and then this Moorish bad guy,
and now nobody knows what's going on,
including us, we're going crazy.
But that's how it goes. It shows that opera can be fun, but the ending's only just begun.
Our prince endures a lot of trials that go for miles and miles, but don't you worry, cause he's got the flute.
When he plays it good like he should, all is well,
especially in the orchestra. Then the queen and all the baddies, they get flustered cause they know they'll never win if they try again. For the wage of sin is a fate of evil tea. If only they could see how happy they would be, the prince and princess they believe.
Do you agree?
Now we're ready for the end at last.
Last,
don't you wish you had come fast?
Please get on with it.
Good and evil finally have it out.
Complete with thunder and lightning
and stuff.
The evil queen goes wacko.
The prince is always steadfast. Fast and fast and fast beat him when on the flute he's playing.
And he is on the side of justice, good and truth and righteousness.
The queen and all of the bad guys vanquished, and our heroes find success.
Now that the danger's over, the prince and princess marry.
Here comes the bride
and the girlfriend, and everybody's happy.
Because good is triumphed over evil, and the opera's finally done. But then we find that the whole thing's allegory. Mozart having fun, just like he wrote him when he was a lad.
Because of all the talent that he had, he got it from his dad.
Try some Mozart if you're down.
You'll never ever wear a
far and wide he is renowned.
So put some on your stereo.
Oh, two.
Dubba dubba dubba, there are so many things that dubba 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 do. Dubba dubba dubba, they're all arranged in numbers. Dubba 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 dubba
with K.
So get a record or CD.
So get a record or CD.
Right away.
There you have Gas House Gang, international champions of the Barbershop Harmony Society. We'll also hear a few more from them in tonight's show.
And in the months to come as we get near the holidays, because they have some great holiday stuff.
They do have great holiday stuff. Jamie, in your continuing search to find groups that I've never heard of before, you've come up with another one that when you first shouted it out from your office, I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, you thought there was a problem.
I thought it was a problem.
The name is Fire Drill.
With an exclamation point.
With an exclamation point. Fire Drill is from very, very far away. They're from Boston, Massachusetts.
Really?
Well, for the people in Rhode Island, that's far away. But everybody else, it's not too far away.
So from Boston, a particular school or just the Boston area?
Nope, just the Boston area. They are a bunch of guys who used to be part of what was called the Hyannis Sound, which I think still exists.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Their break off of that. They do a lot of educational programs. They've won Kara Awards for their albums. They teach workshops and lead master classes. But they just started following us on Twitter not too long ago. So I said, hey, let's take a listen to these guys and let's hear what they sound like. And they sound great. The song we're going to hear next is Easy Lover, which is a song that was made popular in the mid-80s by none other than Phil Collins and Philip Bailey.
All right, we'll give it a listen and then take a short break and be back with more.
Easy.
We are back on American Acapella. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And Jamie, you started off with a group called Pentatonix singing along with Dolly Parton. How about a song with just Pentatonix?
Let's do that. This is another YouTube video one that they have out there. It's called Perfume Medley. It has some Japanese or Oriental feel to it.
Asian feel. See, now we know that you're 40 years old. You're getting old when you say Oriental. It's now politically correct to say Asian.
Asian?
Yes.
All right. Okay. I didn't know. With this whole election, with this whole election going on, I have no clue where the politically correct
you
is.
You saw Avenue Q, and she made a big point out of that.
Oh, that's true. That is very true. Yeah, at Ocean State, that was very
right.
good.
All right. So the song is called
Perfume Medley, and check out YouTube, and you can see the video for this that Pentatonix has.
Spending all my time loving you. I'm loving you forever. Spending all my time loving you. I'm loving you forever.
Pentatonix was singing, Jamie was busy on his phone finding out if he was politically correct. And what did you find out?
I found out that it's okay to say Oriental.
All right. Okay.
But then I just read in American English, speakers consider the term Oriental to be antiquated, pejorative, and disparaging term.
So see, now we've taught everybody something.
So in America, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Everywhere else, I'm not sorry.
Okay. So anyway, we've got that straightened out, and now we're going to go from that subject to back to Gas House Gang doing a Broadway tune that was quite popular for them on one of their early albums. And Jamie, I think you've seen Phantom of the Opera, right?
Yes, I have.
All right. Great show, and this is Music of the Night.
Sing, I have needed you with me to serve me, to sing for my music.
My music. Nighttime shine. Heightens each sensation, darkness stirs and wakes imagination.
Silently the senses abandon their defense.
spits and sit tremulous and tender. Turn your face away from the garish light of day. Turn your thoughts away from cold, unfeeling light. And listen to the music of the night. Close your eyes and surrender to your darkest dreams. Purge your thoughts of the life you knew before. Close your eyes, let your spirit start to soar. And you'll live as you've never lived. Shall caress you, hear it, feel it, secretly possess you. Open up your mind, let your fantasies unwind in this darkness which you know you cannot fight. The darkness of the music of the night. Let your mind start a journey through a strange new world. Leave all thoughts of the world you knew before. Let your soul take you where you want to be.
Just love that ending. That tag is so cool.
They have one. They're one of those groups that has just such a great sound.
It was so smooth.
Very smooth.
And earlier in the show, I mentioned David Wright as the arranger for Gas House Gang and does most of their songs in the early years particularly. And David's original claim to fame, I guess, if you might say, was Ambiance, which is the International Champions of Sweet Adelines International. And they had lots of followers. They had an unusual sound and probably regarded by some people as one of the best Sweet Adeline quartets ever. Certainly in the world of female a cappella singing, they put Sweet Adeline's on the map. And this next song kind of did it for them. This is one of their trademark songs that David arranged and wrote the lyric to, as well as the words.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he did both the lyrics and the words.
Both lyrics and words?
Yeah, and then he did the arrangement, too.
Oh, good.
But Ambiance had to sing it, and here they are singing Rhapsody in Blue.
Prayer. under the avenue, the packed masses rumble along.
Hammering, clamoring,
through a dark corridor, the train passes thundering on. And roaring past a station wall city with graffiti, the deafening noise gets worse. I'm staring at blank faces of all races, then I discover somebody stole my purse.
Say, honey, I hope you were carrying American Express. You should never leave home without it.
Into Grand Central, now the train clatters. Opens its doors, and now the crowd scatters.
Like a brigade of marching ants surging out of the ground. Onto the busy corners, mad merging merry-go-round.
I get away into a tall building, into an elevator now filling.
Skyward we go up to the top story, as I behold Manhattan's grand glory. I hear the sound.
I hear a song in every avenue, bustling passerby, hustling market men, shouting, little tot pouting, broken heart crying, gentle wind sighing.
Back on American Acapella. I'm Mike Maino.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And that was the epic Rhapsody in Blue by Ambiance. Went on for quite a while, almost an 8-minute piece. So we took a little break there and now we're back. And
we went out to dinner.
It was a long break. But we're now back and talking about the three groups that we've been playing: Pentatonix, Fire Drill, and Gas House Gang. We'll have one more song from each of them. Starting off with...
We're going to go to Fire Drill, and we're going to do a song that Michael McDonald made famous when he was with the Doobie Brothers. And he wrote this song with none other than Kenny Loggins. And it's called What a Fool Believes. And we're going to listen to Fire Drill sing that now.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da is to apology. Anybody else would surely know he's watching her go. Girl, what a fool believes he sees the words that has the power to reason away. But it's a love can come, love can go. To be one can love, it's always bad and nothing. Who got the power?
Jamie Fire Drill is going to have the opportunity for the big time soon.
Yeah, they're going to be performing at the Z, which most people know over there in New Bedford, Massachusetts.
Zyterian.
That's right. And there's a kind of famous comedian that's going to be there, a guy by the name of Jay Leno. Jay Leno.
Really?
And they'll be opening up for him. So cool. If you're over there or want to get tickets, that's Sunday, October 23rd at 7 p.m. You can go to Zyterian Theater and pick up those tickets. But we wish guys well and hope to hear more from them.
All right. Let's get to another Pentatonix song.
That's right. We're going to go to Pentatonix and we're going to have a song called If I Ever Fall in Love, which I used to love this song when I was in high school. And it's Pentatonix singing with Jason Derulo, who's a pop artist now. Great sound he has. And let's take a listen to that.
Ooh, da da do do do. Ooh, da da do do do.
The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello and I said hi. I knew right then you were the one. But I was caught up in physical attraction, but to my satisfaction, maybe you were more than just a face. And if I ever fall in love again, I will be sure that the lady is a friend. True, I will be sure that the lady's just like you. That's when the next time she'll be a friend. If I say that I can be your one and only, promise that you'll never leave me lonely. I just wanna be the one you need. I just wanna be the one who serves you. Sometimes I feel as if I don't deserve you. I cherish every moment that we share.
My friend,
don't be with me through
shaking.
My friend,
someone who I can
my
believe.
Friend,
someone who I can
my
believe.
Friend,
believe.
Someone who I can
my
believe.
Friend,
I
sure that the lady is afraid. If I ever fall in love, so true, I will be sure that the lady's just like you.
Well, Jamie, another interesting mix of singing groups, Pentatonix with a couple soloists added.
That's right.
And Fire Drill, great sounding group.
Yep, from right here from Boston area.
And then we had Ambiance singing Rhapsody in Blue and Gas House singing a couple for us. And we'll go out with one more Gas House tune that, you know, a lot of people might have our picture on their wall from when you and I were singing together because we were quite popular.
We were quite popular.
Right. And so...
Well, you were.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. But anyway, Jamie and I actually did sing together for a brief period of time.
Yes.
And one of the songs we used to perform in the shows we did is this next one that Gas House does from another movie/Broadway show/production, Guys and Dolls.
It's a good song.
You were in Guys and Dolls, weren't
you? Yes, I was.
See that? See how I remember these things about you? This is Sit Down, You Rock in the Boat, and we'll give that a listen. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
See you next time on American A Cappella.
From the great Broadway musical, Guys and Dolls, here's a story all about a gambler, a sinner who finds religion.
I dreamed last night I got on the boat to heaven, and by some chance I had brought my dice along. And there I stood and I hollered, "Someone fade me." But the passengers, they knew right from wrong.
Right from wrong. For the people all said, sit down, you're rocking the boat. People all said, sit down, you're rocking the boat.
And the devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel on your checkered coat.
Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat. Sit down, you're rocking the boat, rocking the boat,
rocking the boat, rocking the boat,
rocking the boat.
Well, I sailed away on that little boat to heaven, and by some chance found a bottle in my fist. And there I stood, nicely passing out the whiskey, but the passengers were bound to resist.
Bound to resist, for the people all said, beware, you're on a heavenly trip. People all said, beware, beware, you'll scuttle the ship.
And the devil will drag you under by the fancy tie round your wicked throat.
Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat. Sit down, you're rocking the boat, rocking the boat,
rocking the boat,
rocking the boat.
Myself, sit down, you're rocking the boat. Said to myself, sit down, you're rocking the boat. And the devil will drag you under with a soul so heavy you'll never float. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. The devil will get you if you don't sit down. And if you go, you're sure to drown. Sit down, you're rocking the boat, rocking the boat. Sit down, you're rocking the boat.